KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Judy Campbell. While many Californians are just making their way out of bed, hundreds of thousands of gung-ho holiday shoppers are well into their days. Chain stores around the state have opened for the crowds as early as 5 o'clock this morning, taking full advantage of one of the busiest shopping days of the year. Three Southern California airports have the worst runway safety records in the country for busy airports. An Associated Press study of federal aviation data found the bustling Los Angeles International Airport has 6 to 10 incidents a year of a plane on a runway getting too close to one that's landing or taking off. Commercial jets at LAX came perilously close to crashing on the runway at least twice in the past 6 years. The other two most dangerously cramped runways, John Wayne in Orange County and the Long Beach Airport. As Californians take to the roads in search of holiday cheer, the California Highway Patrol has been out in force. The CHP says so far this holiday weekend, drunken driving arrests are up around the state and traffic deaths are slightly down from last year. People aren't the only ones traveling the state this holiday season. A great fish migration has begun as a winter salmon population makes its way under the Golden Gate Bridge and up the Sacramento River. The California Department of Fish and Game is reporting dramatic increases in that endangered population. From the Central Valley Bureau, Sasha Coca reports.
What makes these salmon unusual is the time of year they migrate through the delta to the Sacramento River. Alice Lowe is a senior biologist with the California Department of Fish and Game.
This fish is unique in that it enters the river in the winter months and spawns in the summer, and it is the only Chinook salmon run on the West Coast that has those characteristics.
These fish used to be plentiful in the Sacramento River, but with the construction of Shasta Dam, their numbers dramatically declined. In 1994, there were less than 200 spawning fish left. But scientists now say efforts to protect the salmon are starting to pay off. This year's numbers show more than 15,000 returning fish. Biologists have worked to control temperatures so the salmon, which lay their eggs during the hot summer, can still find the cool water they need to spawn. This year's fish population is the largest in 24 years, but biologists say the population needs to increase substantially in order to be removed from the endangered species list. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
California's high-tech companies are finally enjoying some signs of recovery, and that perennial economic indicator, the Silicon Valley Holiday Party, appears to be making a comeback. San Jose Bureau Chief Peter John Schuler reports.
While tech firms cite the burst of the dot-com bubble as the point when things went south, the Silicon Valley hospitality industry points to 9/11 as the event that put the chill on the corporate big bash. Social catering manager Christy Lofton at the Sheraton Four Points in Sunnyvale remembers the big, extravagant holiday parties of the 1990s.
One of my companies did laser light shows. They had a lot of balloon drops, these big lots of balloon figures, lots of extravagant gifts, big centerpieces, amazing food, champagne fountains, things like that. I mean, it was just like the more they could do, the better.
Although Lofton says those days haven't returned, she says her business this season is about a third more than last year. Business is also bustling at Parcel 104 Restaurant in the Santa Clara Marriott. While the hotel handles the big parties, the restaurant handles more intimate company gatherings for a specific department or product group. Marketing coordinator Deanna Fry says she's seen a lot of interest in high-quality events for smaller groups, and she says holiday parties are up about two-thirds over a year ago.
The economy changed quite a bit, and people were set back in a sense that they really needed to be careful on what they spent their money on within their own departments as well as their entire corporation. I think that now everybody's in a more comfortable spot. They're willing to spend the few extra dollars to show their appreciation for probably the last couple years that have been lost.
That trend is widely confirmed by caterers, party planners, and others in the hospitality and leisure business. Rick Hearns, owner of Rick Hearns Productions, says not only is he seeing companies coming back this year to say they're ready to celebrate again, but he's actually so busy he's having to turn parties down. And in some cases, he says, companies are once again putting on the Ritz.
were doing a very massive Mardi Gras party at the Santa Clara Convention Center for 2,000 people. We're also using a lot of different unusual venues. We're using the Exploratorium for a very modern party that simply has a blue and white theme. It's just done on color. On the same night, we have a party at the Galleria that's going to be decorated as a Venetian masked ball.
Hearn says he currently has about 30 events booked for the month of December. The last couple of seasons, he's only had around 15 or 20. But even as Silicon Valley companies are finally letting loose, firms elsewhere are reining in holiday parties. A recent nationwide study by executive search firm Battaglia Winston International shows that while corporate parties bounced back in the last 3 years, they declined again this year for the first time since 2001. CEO Dale Winston.
Silicon Valley, in my view, is still coming back. The technology sector is still in a recovery mode. But there are a lot of other mature businesses that are reflected throughout the country that have experienced a more prosperous 2 or 3 years past that are now being a little cautious.
Winston says her firm used to do a survey of holiday bonuses, but that practice has largely fallen out of favor. It may be one way Silicon Valley firms are in step with the rest of the country. Most companies have moved away from holiday largesse to performance-based bonuses, which are seen as promoting loyalty and productivity. Whether this year's celebrations in Silicon Valley may be short-lived is an open question. A survey this month of Bay Area CEOs shows their confidence in the local economy fell 7 points since last quarter. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler in San Jose.
That's the California Report for Friday, November 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering from Danny Bringer, Paul Lancor, and Tom Krumkowski. Rory Gallagher directed the show. The editor was Pat Flynn this week. Our interns are Kasha Newman, Allison Johnson, and John Kane. Stacey Bond and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Judy Campbell. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for Coverage of Healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.